The St. Vincent and the Grenadines Program Director for the World Pediatric Project, the WPP, Sigmund Wiggins, noted that a high level of compliance with the COVID-19 safety protocols here will enable the WPP to carry out its medical missions in a safe environment.
WPP has a policy relative to COVID-19 where for the past 2 years, as a result of the COVID-19, our teams were unable to travel to give us the free medical care. It's free to Vincentians, but it's not free to them because the doctors are giving their time, they're giving their expertise, and they're giving their all. And therefore, in order for them to come to us at no cost to us, we have to ensure that we protect ourselves and we protect them. So therefore, because of this COVID-19 pandemic, I urge our Vincentian population to do their best in ensuring that we adhere to all the Ministry of Health protocols, and we just try to keep St. Vincent safe and COVID-free so that we can continue to build on the work of WPP that WPP has offered over the past 20 years.
That was Sigmund Wiggins, the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Program Director for the World Pediatric Project. Regionally, effective this Friday, April 15th, Jamaica will lift its pretest mandate for entry into the country. Currently, persons traveling to Jamaica must present a negative COVID-19 test at least 3 days before their arrival. The announcement was made by Prime Minister Andrew Holness in a statement on Wednesday. The Prime Minister also announced that persons in enclosed public spaces will no longer be required to wear a mask. This follows the expiration of the measures which were implemented for the period March 18th to April 15th, 2022, under the Public Health Enforcement Measures, Coronavirus COVID-19 Order 2022. However, all other measures under the order remain unchanged. And the Ministry of Health in Guyana yesterday said that one more person who tested positive for COVID-19 has died. This takes the total number of deaths from the pandemic in Guyana to 1,227. Internationally, U.S. President Joe Biden's administration on Wednesday announced it is extending the nationwide mask requirement for public transit for 15 days as it monitors an uptick in COVID-19 cases. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said it was extending the order, which was set to expire on April 18th, until May 3rd. It will allow more time to study the BA.2 Omicron subvariant that is now responsible for the vast majority of cases in the United States. The CDC is awaiting indications of whether the increase in cases correlates to a rise in adverse outcomes before announcing a less restrictive mask policy for travel. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.